Hi, Dan Sheridan here. Welcome to the Through the Constitution podcast, in which we tell the story of America by going line by line through our governing document. This is lesson four, and we're talking about the phrase, a more perfect union. What exactly does that mean? Well, to come up with an answer, I want to talk to you about the early relationship between the new independent states and the Articles of Confederation. The Continental Congress declared the independence of the states. However, they said nothing about how these sovereign states would, in their unified action, provide for their everyday needs and solve their disagreements. Foreseeing that the new free and independent states would need a mechanism to guide their future relations, Richard Henry Lee followed his June 7th independence resolution with these words, that a plan of confederation should be prepared and transmitted to the respective colonies for their consideration and approbation. And they wasted no time. 4 days later, Congress formed a committee to, in these words, prepare and digest the form of a confederation to be entered into between these colonies. Well, that committee produced the Articles of Confederation. And in Article 1, it named the Union the United States of America. Now, if you remember from a previous lesson, the Declaration of Independence used united with a small u, but the Articles made it part of a proper noun. But the question is, what kind of union was it? The Articles were a treaty between sovereign nation states, a confederacy, in which, in the words of Article 2, each state retains its sovereignty, freedom, and independence. The word retains tells us that each state existed as a sovereign nation since the Declaration of Independence and would still retain that status under the Articles. And these words also echoed Richard Henry Lee's 1776 resolution, which read, resolved that these united colonies are, and of right ought to be, free and independent states. Now, some of the new state constitutions would also include this free and independent sovereign state type of language. The structure of the Confederacy illustrated its nature as a treaty between sovereign nations. For each state, regardless of the size of its population, had only one vote. So Little Delaware's single voice was as weighty as populous Virginia's. Also, delegate salaries were paid by their state, a feature which would undoubtedly keep delegates in line with state wishes. Their wages could also be raised or lowered at will, and they were subject to recall at any time. The Constitution would change this, as we'll see later. In conclusion, the nature of the American Union between 1776 and 1789 was a confederacy of sovereign nation states. Now, that means that Abraham Lincoln's statement in the Gettysburg Address, where he said, 47 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent a new nation, those weren't exactly accurate. They were the honest mistake, however, of reading later history into an earlier period. So we'll forgive Honest Abe for that. Just an honest mistake. These lessons are critical to grasp if we are to understand the thrust of the words, a more perfect union. But the question is, why did they want this new union? Weren't the Articles good enough? Well, in our next lesson, we're going to discuss the weaknesses of the Articles, which made them want a more perfect union. Okay, that's all I have time for. Thanks for listening. This is Dan Sheridan. I really hope you learned something. Until we talk again, remember this. Be good to each other, because we're in this together.